old man, old lady, yeah.
Is that, who would say that? Who would be likely to say that?
Generation, well, probably from my age down to about 25. I don't know what the younger kids are saying, but from my age down to about 25, they probably would say old lady.
Okay. If a woman has, if a woman's husband has died, you would call her a what?
A widow. Oh, a widow.
What about if the husband hasn't died, he's just left her? Is there anything you would call her?
Nope. Not that I can think of.
Have you ever heard of the term grass widow? All right. Who was the person who was most likely to give you a whipping when you were young?
My mother.
Okay. And the person that she's married to would be your
father.
Mm-hmm. What did you call your father? Did you call him father or?
I call him daddy.
Daddy. Mm-hmm. What about your mother?
Mother.
Okay. What about your father and your mother together? Are your Your father and your mother together are your
parents.
Okay. And your father's father would be your
grandfather.
Okay. What did you call your grandfather?
I didn't. Well, I referred to him as a grandfather.
Yeah, grandfather.
He was dead when I was born.
Both of them?
Right.
Okay. And his wife would be your
grandmother.
Okay. Okay, if, let's say, you might say that you were the youngest of five
children.
Okay. Any names people would use instead of children?
Kids.
Have you ever heard anybody say chaps? Okay. What would you call a name that a child is known by just within his family? Nobody else calls him that. You say you've given him a what?
Nickname.
A nickname. Okay. Have you ever heard that called a basket name or a pet name?
Pet name. I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call this thing that has wheels on it? You can place a baby in it and it'll lie down. And
bassinet.
Does bassinet have wheels?
Mm-hmm. You're talking women, though. You said in place of child.
Yeah, like you could take this outside and go up down the
side. Oh, stroller.
Okay, stroller. Anything else you'd call that? Okay, would you ever just say baby carriage?
Well, I've heard that before, but okay.
You'd say stroller. Yeah. All right, you would say that you're going to put the baby in the carriage and go out and do what?
Take a walk,
okay. Talking about, let's say that you have three children. One is 15 years old, another 10, and another 5. You would say the one who is 15 is the
older.
Okay, and speaking of him in terms of being grown up, the one who is 15 is the...
Wait a minute, when you say speak in terms of them being what?
Grown up. The one who's 15 is the...
Is the older of the two.
Okay, or maybe just the most grown up. That's what I meant by speaking in terms
of... Oh, I
of
see what you mean.
Yeah, the superlative of that.
Right, well, here again, I would say he's the older of the two.
Okay. Yeah. And if there were three, you would say he's the
oldest.
Okay.
Oh, I see, okay.
All right. So, a man's children would consist of his sons and his...
Daughters.
Okay, or his boys and his...
Girls.
Okay. If a woman's about to have a baby, you say she's what?
She's pregnant.
Okay, any other term?
She's a child.
Which child?
One of the terms I think that a lot of the older people use, she's in the family way.
In the family
way. And what else? I don't think that poem's in that book, but it's another thing about the watermelon seed. She swallowed a watermelon seed?
Yeah, I heard somebody tell me she swallowed a pumpkin seed.
A pumpkin seed?
A variation of it, I guess. All right, if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, what would you call the woman you might send for?
A midwife.
Huh? Have you ever called anything else?
No, not offhand.
Referred to as a granny, maybe? Or the granny woman?
No, usually I think in terms of the granny as being the person who nursed the child or taking care of the child once the child gets there.
Okay. If a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father and his nose is shaped pretty much the same way, you'd say that the boy does what as regards his father? He
resembles he's a split image of his father.
And if a mother has looked after three children until they're grown up, you say she has what? Those three children. She has
reared three children.
Reared three children. Okay. Talking to a child who's misbehaved, you might say, if you do that again, I'll give you a good
spanking.
Spanking. Would you call that anything else?
I'm sure they will. I mean, whipping,